Hello, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome to technically the first session of 2024, my Lanta. Thank you for being here, for showing up, for being a part of this Harmonize community. I am so grateful for you. So allow this session today, whenever it finds you, to be the healing balm, the elixir, the medicine that creates some beautiful, healing, positive momentum for this brand new, beautiful year, 2024. Let's do this. Starting by settling into the shape of Shavasana. I use that word a lot. It's a Sanskrit word for corpse pose, laying down on your back, arms wide, legs wide, toes flop open, fingers curled, shoulders down, chin tucked, belly and glutes and throat and eyebrows soft. Shavasana, corpse pose. And it's interesting that we lay in this way, in this particular pose. And is the practice of Yoga Nidra not the death of what we knew? The death of what we knew and a process of giving birth to the new. There's something to this here. So settling in your shape of Shavasana. Again, arms and legs are spread out to the sides and really just focus on taking up space, right? Support the backs of the thighs, the knees with a pillow or a bolster, really allowing for the low back to soften. You might have a thin pillow under the head, a rolled towel under the neck, an eye mask, eye pillow, sock, sleeve, scarf, rolled down toque or hoodie works fine to cover the eyes. Crystals and stones may be in your palms, on your belly, your throat, your third eye, or around the body. Maybe you light some incense or grab some essential oils before you cocoon yourself with a blanket or two on top of you, wrapped around you. Take your time and settle in. Today's practice, again, the death of what we knew, the birth of something brand new, will allow the physical body to first soften into deep relaxation. And when that happens, the mind is then able to not only relax, but excavate all that no longer serves, deeply held beliefs, fear, limited old scripts or stories, anything and everything that has been keeping you from expanding and growing into your fullest potential. It's time to excavate. Lay your body down. Close the eyes when you feel ready. Unhinge the jaw. Let go of any held expression from 2023, whether that's on your face, maybe it's in your fists or your chest, your belly, your pelvis, your knees, your calves. Find ease, support, and a beautiful softening now. Take a huge, long, slow, smooth, and deep belly breath in through the nose. Opened mouth sigh, make it audible, let something go. One more like that, in through the nose, fill the belly. Ribs expand, fill the lungs, chest rises, keep going, and one hold here. Little sip or sniff up and in and back. Hold for five. Last hold, I promise it's worth it. Four, three. Open your mouth, unhinge the jaw, deep sigh, let it go. Empty out. Just ensuring your absolute comfort now. Feeling symmetrical, no distraction. Any little fidgets or adjustments, take your time, take the time. As we will soon be traveling and exploring in yoga nidra, what's called the koshas or the energy bodies. Yoga nidra is a process that systematically travels these koshas layer by layer, inviting the deepest release and allowing the brain to dip down into the alpha state, the lucid, dreamlike, hypnagogic, right, state that we are naturally in two times a day. Once, when we drift off into sleep, and again, just as we are waking from said deep sleep. Oof. Two very magical, very potent times, right? So trust that your experience today will be exactly as it's meant to be. No right or wrong. Each journey will be different, similar, but different. You may sink really deep today into the wisdom, the teachings, the medicine, right? You may fall asleep immediately. You may even find you struggle with some thoughts, a little monkey brain, perhaps distracting you. Again, there's no right and no wrong. There's just what is. All will be as it should be. So maybe you simply notice where your thoughts are wandering. These distractions of thought, right? The chittavritta, the chattering of the mind, it happens. The mind craves purpose. So simply be aware of this and guide yourself back to watching your breath, to listening to my voice, my vibe, as you remember to trust. That you always receive exactly what you are meant to. So let's just release all attachments, pressures, any expectations here. Allow yourself to be fully immersed fully in this moment. Letting go of the physical body as the mind releases. Surrendering in to receive. Feel in to the rise and the fall of your chest as breath moves the body. Simply observing the rise and the fall of your chest as breath moves the body. And truly from here, embodying this sacred practice. Yoga Nidra begins now. We begin by setting the tone, setting the sankalpa, using your I or I am statement to affirm your truest self. And this can be rooted in a few basic needs, such as I am enough, I am safe, I am supported, I am worthy, I am valued. tune in to your Sankalpa and plant your seed, your 2024 seed, perhaps, with faith, with conviction, with a fierce trust. Repeat your I am statement 3 times now from the heart. Yes. Now, tune in to sounds far away, outside of this room. What can you hear? And tuning in to sounds within this room, what do you hear? Moving within the body, hearing the rush of breath, moving with the coursing, the pumping of blood running through your veins, a gurgle of the stomach, the beating of your sacred heart, your life force, this beating at your very core. What do you hear? And come back to your breath. And feel the breath as it draws down deeper, nourishing, reaching all the way into the low belly. Breathing in and filling the entire low belly. And then a full release out. And sense the breath traveling to the center of your rib cage and the center of your beautiful heart. Connecting back into your truth that is held so sacred here. This, the truth of you that has been as it's always been, here to remind you of your wholeness, your enoughness, that you alone are enough. You are safe. You are secure. Things have always, will always work out in your favor. The truth that you are valued, you are loved, you are all of it. We've been conditioned to believe that this may not be true. And it shows up, doesn't it, in all areas of our life, holding us back from our potential, from our joy. So, dear one, come back to the truth of your heart and once again hear your heart vow, your Sankalpa, reminding you, hearing your I am statement, your highest truth. Find your way back to this deep inner knowing, repeating it 3 more times now. The truth of who you are and who you've always been. Now become aware of your body expanding and contracting with beautiful breath. Become aware of your energy as it begins to pool, to gather in the right side of the body. Feel this energy pouring, gathering into the palm of the right hand. Can you feel breath, this energy as it balls, as it swirls into the palm of the right hand? And feel it shift into the right hand thumb, second finger, third finger, fourth finger, right pinky finger, the space between the fingers, and across the back of the hand, energy pools, circling the right wrist, energy moving up the forearm, through elbow, into the upper arm, the right shoulder, down the right chest, nipple, right side ribs, past the waist, and right hip, and pulling in, drawing into right upper thigh, through the knee, down shin bone, penetrating the right calf, encircling the right ankle, across the top of the foot, into the right heel, spreading across the sole of the foot, pulling in to the right big toe, right second toe, third toe, fourth toe, and fifth toe, and the space between the toes, the whole right side body filled with this beautiful, vibrant energy. And this energy crosses the midline, landing, pooling into the palm of the left hand now. Energy pools into the left hand thumb, left second finger, third, fourth, left little finger, the space between the fingers, and across the back of the hand, circling left wrist. Energy moves up the forearm, through elbow, into upper arm, the left shoulder, down through left chest, landing at left nipple, through left side ribs, past the waist and hip, pulling down through the upper left thigh, through the knee, down the shin bone, through left calf muscle, swirling around the left ankle, across the top of the foot, into left heel, spreading across the sole of the foot, pulling in to the left big toe, second toe, third, fourth, and left little toe, and the space between left toes, the whole left side body pulsating with this beautiful, vibrant energy. And then feel this energy shift to the base of both heels, right heel and left heel, This energy travels now up the back body, penetrating the backs of the calves and the tender space under the knees, the backs of the thighs, into the glutes, spreading across into the low back, and traveling up the spinal column, slowly spreading this energy as it travels through each vertebra, spreading across the muscles of the back, all the way to the base of the cervical spine, and spreading now through the base of the skull to the crown of the head, washing down the front line now through forehead, across both eyebrows, both ears, the right eye and the left eye, both cheeks, bridge of the nose, tip of the nose, the upper lip, tongue, teeth, gums, lower lip, spreading across the chin and the lower jaw, traveling down the throat, and spreading across right collarbone, left collarbone, spreading through the chest, traveling into the space of the heart, and down into the belly, and filling in the watery space of the pelvic bowl, the whole front side body filled with this vibrant energy. And again, the back side of the body from back of head to backs of heels. Feel the feet as they fill with energy. Now the hands, the legs, the arms, head, neck, torso, the whole body filled with this pure energy. Whole body, head to toe, whole body. Now feel this energy as it expands outside of the physical body, reaching beyond the borders of the physical limits as this energy begins to expand. Feel the space beneath the body, beneath the feet, above the head, above the chest, expanding outward. And drawing this energy back in to the safety of the heart. Energy fills into the beautiful heart, connecting with the pulsing, the beating. And drawing a conscious breath, expanding into the rib cage and releasing it out. Thank you. coming back to the breath, consciously choosing the breath in this moment. The intelligence of breath as it breathes you. Connect with the flow filling into the low belly, expanding into the belly, rising into the chest, contracting with a full release, exhaling it all, drawing nourishing breath in, releasing out. Feeling the movement caused by your natural breath. Chest and belly expand. Full release as it contracts. Pranamaya kosha. Become aware as we count the breath backwards. Every inhale, every exhale, counting backwards from 11. Inhaling, exhaling, 11. Breathing in, breathing out, 10. Continuing at your own pace. Enjoying the flow of breath with nowhere to be. Counting backwards down to 1. The breath. Release the need to count and just be here. Yes. Enjoying the nourishing, natural breath here as the body continues to be breathed. Sensing the space of the breath and how the body moves with this breath. Aware of the space around the body and how the body moves with the breath. The space surrounding you also being moved, aware of the space surrounding the body, expanding and contracting. Manomaya kosha, diving into the emotional body. Bring your awareness to the center of the chest, staying in the seat of witness, completely safe, observing as we explore opposite sensations. Beginning with the emotion of sorrow. allow sadness to seep in, experiencing grief. How does grief show up in your body, in your thoughts, in your heart? Sorrow. Releasing and moving into joy, happiness. What does it feel like to experience joy? Where and how do you feel pure happiness? Welcome joy. Releasing and coming into control. How does control feel? Needing to control everything. How does control feel in your world, in your body, in your mind? Control. And releasing and shifting into a state of flow, flowing effortlessly. How does flow feel in your world, in your body, your heart? Trusting in the flow. And release and sense falling. As we fall out of control, the body is falling. So heavy, heavily, quickly falling. Falling. And release and shift into a sense of floating. Body is floating. Weightless, buoyant, the sense of floating. And releasing as you stay with my voice, my vibe, releasing into a neutral space as we arrive into Vijnanamaya Kosha. The wisdom body. Eyes travel now to the dark expansiveness of the third eye. This dark movie screen, the dark canvas behind closed eyelids. Chidikash. Trusting in the seat of witness. As images and sensations arise, releasing, then moving on to the next. Simply observing here and noticing any response, any reaction you might have. Simply releasing and flowing. See a still pond. A card game, eucalyptus, steaming sauna, ice cold plunge, soft cashmere sweater, the symbol of Om, black piano keys, cobblestone cottage, feathered pillow, a snake swimming on the water's surface, the chime of a grandfather clock, flickering candle flame, the sound of lighting a match, the smell of chocolate chip pancakes, an old rusty truck, the inside of your wallet, blue jay feather, word search, wheat fields blowing in the wind, northern lights, aurora borealis, frosty breath, legs of a spinning bar stool, face paint, the color purple, the face of a challenging person. Now the face of a loved one, crashing waves, fool's gold, the crack of a glow stick, a path in a forest path. See yourself as you are today, walking this forest path, this path lined with tall, sturdy, protective trees, sunlight filtering in overhead. There is a sacred silence in this forest. Your feet are bare, connecting with the earth. And time seems to slow, knowing no boundaries. Witness each part, each crevice of this forest. The sturdy trees dancing in a gentle breeze. Wandering along this path, see your feet, feel your feet taking each step. Taking in the earthly scents, the sun kissing your skin. As you walk along this path, you eventually arrive at a slit in the path. The path divides left and then right. You pause here. To your left represents what you know, the comfort of what is, what was. To your left are some dated stories, old beliefs, memories, stored trauma. To your left is familiar but dated. Old patterns, old beliefs, old habits that do not serve you anymore. Maybe people, thoughts, ways of being, memories. What do you see to your left? Now bring your gaze to the path that veers to your right. The new. Your aligned life, aligned habits, the life of your fullest potential, brimming with purpose, with joy, with love. New belief systems, habits, patterns, thoughts, ways of being, people, relationships, memories. The life of your fullest potential to your right. What and who do you see here? You have the power to choose. To choose a new path. allowing old limiting beliefs, old fears, old patterns to fall away. As you step forward away from any old habits, the patterns that have held you, that have kept you stuck or small, stepping away from and into this limitless possibility. Stepping into freedom, liberation, breaking out and away from what you have known and embracing the new. Choosing this path. Walking this path. Claiming this land as yours. Take these initial steps in the direction of your choosing. What do you see? How do you feel? Claim this land as yours. And as you walk this path, feel a brilliant, warm, golden light surrounding you, embodying this light as it permeates the whole of you, every cell, glowing and radiating this light, connecting with your power, your essence, your highest self. As you step through this path, step into the truth of who you are. Call back your Sankalpa. I am. Three more times as you step forward. Expanding love and compassion, curiosity and resilience. Feel your bare feet standing upon this path. The dirt beneath your toes, the soil soft, ground into Mother Earth. Roots digging deep, growing deep within the earth. Feel these roots, your roots, curiously seeking, exploring, growing down, sinking down deeper, the earthly keeper of wisdom and knowing all of your questions can be answered here. And what is it that you wish to know? The earth, these roots, will guide you home. Home to your truth, to the truth. What do you wish, dear one, to know? Be still. And here, receive your answer. Receive your earthly wisdom. Returning now, bringing with you the wisdom and the answers that you know to be true. As you slowly begin to arrive back into the awareness of the present moment, feel the ground, the earth beneath you, the weight of your body. Feel the support of Mother Earth beneath you. feel the space to the right and the left, the gentle rise and fall of your breath. Breathing in empowerment, releasing old patterns. Breathing in aligning with your strength. Breathing out releasing thoughts of doubt, any fear. Breathing in trust in your abilities. And releasing all that does not serve. Deepen and lengthen the breath, returning back into this time, this space, into this body. Draw in a full cleansing breath. And a full releasing exhale. You can move the body in any way that would serve you. Little wiggles, rotations, big stretches. You can curl up into a little ball. You can remain on your back. Maybe you guide your body to rest on your side. Maybe come to a belly or a seat. Take your time and honor this position of rest and nurturing. All the while bringing in the sensation of empowerment, freedom, alignment with your fullest potential. Trust in your ability to move past old habits and patterns. Knowing now that you absolutely can embody your true sense of self. And this higher vibration, feel it and carry it, carry this life purpose throughout your everyday moments. With hands at heart center, I see you. I am grateful for you. I bow to you. Our practice of Yoga Nidra is now complete. Namaste, my friend. Thank you.